Welcome back, Naz. I'm Calm, professional female, and today we're turning our attention to motivation for pastors, the kind of steady encouragement that can sustain a person through the meaningful, demanding, and sometimes unseen work of ministry. Pastoral leadership often carries a quiet tension. A pastor may be expected to offer hope while feeling discouraged, to guide others while facing uncertainty, and to remain available while needing rest and renewal. Motivation in that setting is not simply about becoming more energetic or productive. It is about reconnecting with purpose, caring for the inner life, and learning to recognize value, even when results are difficult to measure. This course will explore durable sources of pastoral encouragement. We'll consider how spiritual growth can renew a sense of calling, why faithfulness matters even when progress seems slow, and how healthy relationships can protect a pastor from isolation. We'll also look at practical ways to respond to fatigue, criticism, comparison, and the pressure to meet every need. One important idea will guide our reflection. A pastor's worth is not determined by attendance, applause, visibility, or constant activity. Much of ministry happens through ordinary acts, listening carefully, preparing faithfully, praying consistently, visiting someone in pain, mentoring a developing leader, or speaking a timely word of hope. These actions may not always produce immediate evidence of success, but they can still have deep and lasting significance. We'll also make room for the human being behind the role. Rest is not necessarily a retreat from calling. It can help sustain it. Asking for support is not failure. Continuing to learn does not reveal inadequacy. And receiving encouragement is just as legitimate as offering it to others. Whether you are a pastor seeking renewal, a ministry leader carrying new responsibilities, or someone who wants to encourage a pastor wisely, this topic offers a chance to move beyond shallow inspiration toward grounded, sustainable motivation. So as we begin, consider this question. Beneath the schedules, expectations, and daily demands, what first gave the work of ministry its meaning? And what might help that sense of purpose become vivid again?